Welcome back, after all this time, to the Quinton Hyde podcast, which was gone for a year and a half for the sole reason that I did not really make time to film another episode. But here we are, and we're going to be covering every major live event from the moment we posted the last episode all the way till now. And this time I'm not alone. I'm here with...
Hello, it's me, Jesper, also known as the person who actually instigated you restarting this podcast.
Yeah, he basically just came up with a more interesting system. Basically, after every time we film a video, we just crap out a podcast. I was going to say crack, not crap. I was going to say crack.
Okay, my boy.
A podcast episode, and behind the camera, if you're one of the people viewing instead of listening, we've got Bass!
Hello.
It's Bass.
It's the same person from the last episode of the podcast.
That is true. That is true. You were on screen in the last episode.
So Bass, introduce yourself. Ago.
Yeah, so I'm Tortle, also called Bass, also called Tortle. And I own too much shit.
That is true.
I use.
You are now the official Quinton Hyde key grip.
In fact, I bought some of his.
Oh yeah, that's
shit.
True. That's true. Actually,
the laptop that we're currently running this recording on was the Bass laptop, and now is Jesper's laptop. So he named it the Blaptop.
I do. Yeah.
It was very weird to see the laptop again.
What?
Like, because I use it for like a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, it's kind of like, I should not put it in my bag when I go home.
It's like seeing an ex, you know, someone who...
Yeah, I don't put my ex in my bag and go home.
No,
that is...
You don't?
What?
Usually not, no.
Anyway, Quinton, what's been going on in your life?
All right, so the last time we posted was April 2021, and it is currently November 2022. In that amount of time... So let's get the...
I think the biggest one is that you started posting videos that don't suck ass.
Yes, I think that is the main thing. The videos have gotten significantly better, if I may say so myself. Big shout out to these two who've been helping consistently. Yeah, I think... What was the last video that we posted on the main channel when like the last podcast episode came out?
Honestly, it might have been like eating gold.
Oh no, not eating gold! That
I'll
is like
try to figure it out. I'll let you.
Yeah, oh, thank you, Bass. Behind the scenes, the eating gold video is like a meme because of how much we hate how it turned out.
That one and the driving lessons.
Driving lessons is offline though. I put that.
That one sucked ass.
Driving lessons.
It was really bad. It was a fever dream. Honestly, it was.
Driving
just...
lessons was 80% me taking an online test. And then 20% being in a car going, oh, look, a tree. It's the video. It's the whole video. The gold one, eating gold for 24 hours. And I had like, I mean, it was real gold. I wasn't lying.
Yeah, but it was within the first 10 seconds, it was clear that the gold was just like tiny, tiny flakes.
I'm not that rich.
And then you just had random people with the worst lighting in the world try it. And that was the whole video. It was horrible.
It is fun to say, though, the budget has also increased massively because during that time I was actually extremely poor and it got worse over time. It got like significantly worse until it was like July. Because I remember around July, August, I got a girlfriend. Within these two episodes, I've had like a whole relationship that just started and ended. And I remember I borrowed money from you to be able to take her on a date.
Right.
I've never actually told anyone that. I'm not like ashamed of it. But I was
you
so.
Should be.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
No, I was so super, super duper poor, and I wanted to take her out. And I remember you were like, "Oh, you want to borrow something?" I was like, "Actually, yeah," because I think I had like 20 euros on my name for everything, like food, all. Now my company is doing significantly better, like the off camera company, which makes most of the money. And I use that to fund most of the videos. Like, for example, most recently when we went to a couples therapist and took a stranger there, not a lot of people know how expensive that video was. It was like a 500 euro video. Did Bass know that?
Christ.
I know.
You could build a raft from that.
What?
You could build a raft.
I'm aware.
But the funny thing is anyway, the budget...
I found the video.
Yeah, the budget has increased.
Oh, right. What was the last video when we posted the last episode?
I became a Bang Energy influencer.
That one did well. That one did well.
It was posted on 24th of April.
It's not great, but it did well.
To be fair, you posted the podcast on 28th, but we recorded both of them at the same time, same day.
Yeah.
So I'll quickly check.
Probably a week before that then.
Yeah, it was a week before that. So I think it's between the saying Mr. Beast in every language.
And that was a fun concept.
Yeah, but it's a 12-minute video of people just saying Mr. Beast in every language. It, like, who's gonna watch that, my guy?
I mean, in the meantime, Mr. Beast does follow me back on Twitter. You know, then I was just, like, struggling to get that attention, and now... I mean, in the meantime, I've also visited a video convention with, like, all of these big YouTubers in LA, so that was pretty sick. Still super hyped for... I also caught COVID there.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
I mean, in the meantime, I've got... nice. I've got COVID twice in the meantime.
Damn, I got COVID once.
Wait, how many times? Oh, I got 2 times in total, right?
Yeah, yeah, I got it in February 2022 and, like, a month ago. So that's October.
I got the June flavor.
Great, yeah. No, I just brought another variant home from LA. So.
Nice.
I think mine was in May.
Oh.
I believe.
What?
Yeah, yeah, you were a month
May.
Before me. Yeah.
You were a month
felt
before
like longer,
me.
Yeah.
I got my new booster shot the other day.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to get mine yet.
And I was sick for 2 days again.
Yeah, you're because not, it's you. Every time you get a shot, you get sick. What?
Oh, yes, press priority or something, right?
No, everyone can book it now, but it asked me, like, did you have corona within the last 3 months? And I did, so I was like, yes, and they were like, oh, you gotta wait until it's been at least 3 months. So I have to wait for, like, another, like, 2 months, and then I'm allowed to get a booster.
I'm gonna be honest, I haven't looked yet.
I didn't even know until he brought it up. I don't even know how you know.
I mean, I don't want to get political, but I don't like COVID.
Oh.
Like...
That's a crazy. That is a crazy thing to say.
Kind of an opinion I have.
What else have been some very remarkable video related?
I thought you were gonna ask what other political opinions do you have.
Oh, I mean, we've done both of the Haunted Forest videos within the last year, and for the second Haunted Forest video that we did in Germany, they actually wrote about us in the local German newspaper.
That was sick.
It's really, like, a full spread as well, not even, like, a little bit, like, a full, like, almost a full page.
Yeah, so...
Just dedicated with, like, pictures of us and, like, text. It was awesome.
And for that, we were interviewed, and we did that interview while we were in Croatia in a very warm hotel room.
Extremely warm. We had an amazing air conditioner, but the people that owned that specific, or, like, not owned, but, like, were in that room, because we were, like, with a group split up into two, were just scared of having it on. Wait, if it's 30 degrees, turn on your AC.
It's a superstition that if you sleep with a fan on that you die or something.
What?
It's like a whole thing.
I mean, they do say that sleeping with fans is bad.
Yeah.
Because of the power dynamics and
stuff.
Yeah,
that's true, that's true. Also,
I've never done
that.
Yeah, me neither. I don't have fans.
I think you do. You have at least... Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Stalling for time.
You have at least some, like, 35-year-old fan.
I hope so. Where's she at?
On TikTok?
Nah, fair enough.
She probably is like, aw, he's ripping on old people again. This is awesome.
I do tend to forget that I have a TikTok audience.
Yeah, other than that, yeah, I mean, you have like two different brands. You have the Quentin Hyde guy and your Dutch TikTok.
I think my personal YouTube thing just kind of morphed into the Quentin Hyde guy thing. Just like less swearing because I'm not allowed to or whatever.
That is true. Sander just sent me your story. Not acceptable. What have you...
I think you thrusting the banana.
Oh,
oh wait, it's his banana, isn't it?
So today, Quentin thrusted a banana.
No, listen. These two were thrusting an inflatable banana. And then went, Quentin, you should try this too. And then I did, and then he filmed me and then positioned it like it was just me.
Okay, I do want to say, we didn't thrust a banana, we pushed the...
Sander says that my technique was off.
It was. It was very much off.
No!
Yeah, your technique at thrusting bananas was not good.
Believe it or not, I'm not thrusting a lot of inflatables ever.
You're not?
No.
No. Really?
I do like how he went from major events to thrusting.
Right,
bananas.
What else?
It was pretty major.
What else?
For the big banana Olympics.
I think in the whole meantime, Bass has gotten more involved with videos too. Like, I think, like, for example, was we crossed Amsterdam on desk chair.
Oh god.
Yeah.
Was that after April?
Yeah. Yeah, that was...
Or was that June? Oh, yeah, it was warm.
That was August.
Yeah.
That was an August video.
You crossed it? Yeah, that was after the first Shady Ass.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
Huh.
At least it was uploaded after the first
video. Right.
That is still a really fun video.
I agree. It was also fun to do.
Yeah. We really needed those skating wheels, though.
I think the whole purpose, like the concept of it just being basic desk chairs, made it more funny than modifying them to be like super fast.
But modifying them to do like shit with them, it's also fun on its own.
Fair. I still, because during that video, we went into a bubble tea like shop with the chairs, and they gave us like a little purple toy car as like a good luck token, and I remember putting it in like my pouch for my hoodie. And forgetting it, but I saw it yesterday. It's still in my windowsill in my living room. Aww. But I never see it because I never open my curtains. But I opened my curtains and I was like, hey, it's the car! I still have it.
I recently went back to car. That.
Oh, no, wait, we can't talk about that yet. Never mind.
Recently went back to that bubble tea place after I tried picking up a laptop for the video we filmed today and then the guy didn't show up.
Yeah. That's also a thing,
that
I suppose.
That was fun.
That was Tea Guys, right?
Yeah, Tea Guys.
Tea Guys is good. I like Tea Guys.
Sponsor if us. We were to make that desk chair video today, I think we 100% would have like tricked out a desk chair and do some shit with it.
Motorized desk chair?
No, yeah. Just like different wheels, like a skate park, just like at the end.
Maybe.
Just a little like beeline.
Or we just do it again, but we go through the entire country.
Yeah.
From like the north of Groningen to like the south of Limburg, just...
We can do that tomorrow.
Oh, we could.
We can do that tomorrow.
I mean, it would take like, not even like walk speed. I think, pretty sure you're going slower than that most of the time.
I think we were slower than walk speed. At least.
Also, we can't go straight. We can't go over the highway.
Because
how long did we take
to go from
positions.
South to North Amsterdam?
I think it was like 6 hours.
I want to say
it
about,
took a long time.
Yeah. I want to say about 6 hours. Yeah.
Like we would have to like, that would be like half a month of shooting. Probably.
I think so. Yeah. If you do that like through the whole country.
Plus, like, budget for hotels and everything would be kind of...
Yeah.
We need a lot of planning.
It would also just probably not be as great as I think it was going to be.
No, definitely not.
I do remember my then-girlfriend being at the finish line and me not recognizing her.
Yeah.
Oh, that was...
Also, I remember a woman on the boat yelling at us when we were on the ferry.
Oh,
this woman was just like, you cannot film here. We were like, okay.
Okay.
No, you can't do it.
Like she, I think she just wanted my camera to just vanish into thin air.
Yeah, why like, didn't you?
She just wanted it to crumble in my hands and reform when we got off the boat.
Then we got off, and then this American lady started chanting "USA, USA," and then said some wildly inappropriate stuff about Mexican people.
This.
And then I was like, "Oh, that's a bit weird of a thing to do."
We do meet interesting creatures.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. But the negative ones we don't really include in the videos most of the time, just because it would like drag down the vibe. What is one of the most interesting people or like video people that we've met in the last year?
Video people.
Like characters, just like
NPCs. Definitely those annoying kids from the Make Me Laugh.
Ugh.
The kids from the Make Me Laugh.
Yeah.
I think they bothered you guys a lot, but
the retention drop off was.
Oh, right,
huge.
That is true.
Yeah.
Whenever that kid started
that
to go like beepity 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 boop, I think like
yeah, exactly
freaking
that.
15% of people just left the video.
They're like,
fair enough.
I'm out.
What?
They're like, nope, bye.
Yeah, it's fair enough. I suppose if people are just extremely irritating, we should just not have them in the video.
Yeah.
I mean, we did the raft.
Oh, yeah, the raft.
You did the raft.
Yeah, you weren't there. You didn't want to come.
No.
You were invited to the raft shoot video, but you never came.
You were invited to the raft
shoot? Bask him. That was like the second time ever I saw him.
Yeah, and I traveled very far. What the fuck are you doing?
Sorry, my tongue was itching.
Wait, am I not allowed to swear here? Fuck, no. Oh.
Yeah, we can swear here.
No.
I've decided.
No, you don't decide that.
You have to bleep me twice already. Is there a bleep thing in here?
Nah, yeah, he has to. What sound is that?
He's laughing.
It's a laugh track?
Yeah.
Stop laughing. We asked some questions in the Discord just to get it all flowing, just to get it all popping.
Quentin Hyde, do you still never vacuum clean your house?
No, because I discovered I am majorly allergic to dust. So it was funny because I used to actually never do that, like ever. Like a very funny background story, by the way. When I had my first girlfriend, she was long distance. She came over to my house. And then one day I put like a lot of salt in the bed. And then you can't see Bass's face, but he was just like, what?
Why?
And then next morning she woke up, because I did it while she was asleep, of course. And then she woke up and she was like, why is there like a lot of sand in bed? I was like, oh no, don't be silly. That's just salt. And then she kind of looked at me like I was crazy. And then I left it there for weeks.
And you wonder why that didn't
last. So why did you have salt in
your bed? I broke up with her.
Yeah, my point stands.
Okay, what was
it? Why did you put salt in the bed?
Great question. So, in the middle of the night, I was stung by a lot of wasps.
Ah.
I'm sorry, not wasps, mosquitoes. And it was itchy. And I Googled home remedy against itchiness. And they were like, oh, just mix some water and salt and smear it all over your body.
You are so gullible. Like,
why is the answer to everything salt?
This man can Google, how do I get rid of ants in my house? And some website will be like, buy 20 NFTs. And you'll be like, okay, bad.
It's like mosquitoes, salt. Snails, salt. Ghosts, salt.
So I did that. But because the water, dried up, all the salt just fell off of me. And I had put a lot of salt on my skin.
Oh, no.
And it would, get everywhere. And, the whole bed was just,
wait,
like, crispy.
Was it like the table salt?
Yes.
Oh, it's not even thick part. It's like very condensed. Oh, no.
Did you do the in the salt bag?
Yes.
That sounds horrible. I hope the salt didn't enter any.
No.
Cavities. Oh, it's like on the beach, but worse.
No, I kind of shoved most of it on the floor.
Oh, thank God.
And how long was it on the floor?
But to get back to the initial question, in 2021, on the 1st of August? No, a little bit further, a little bit before that. As like the last few weeks of July, my ex-girlfriend now was going to come over for the first time. And I was like, oh, I don't want her to see my house being all weird. So I vacuumed it, everything. And all of a sudden, I wasn't allergic anymore. And then I found out I'm just outrageously allergic to dust. And I was like, oh my God, I could just go outside and breathe and live normally. Do people just live like this? That's crazy. So I bought a really good vacuum, and it's like a cordless one, and I use it very regularly now.
25-year-old man discovers the most common allergy.
You want to hear something even grosser?
Oh,
so, I don't know, you probably remember this. There used to be a dead mosquito hanging from a string on my ceiling, a string of dust, and he would just hang there. Tangled up in it, and it hung there for I think a year and a half.
Poetic.
Yeah, I just thought it was funny that it hung there.
Yeah.
But I removed that too that day, and then and that's how I found out I was allergic, and then I started vacuuming my house. Next question, Bass. All right.
Let's move on. How do you feel about the rug?
What? The rug that we're sitting on is actually horrible.
Quentin.
Yes.
When will you be posting your elbow reveal?
What?
That's a question.
Does that mean that I'm reviewing someone else's elbow? Or other people's? Or my own? Or
maybe them in reveal.
Do it.
Okay. You have a very thin elbow, but you don't have a lot of body fat or muscle tissue at all, so I'm not... No, that's not... I'm sorry. That's just a polite way of saying that you're quite thin. Lean.
What you're basically saying is, so you don't have this, you don't have this. You're like an empty shell of a man, a pathetic excuse.
No. Other than that, I don't know.
Yeah, it was a reveal.
Does it bend well?
Sometimes it cracks.
Oh, I have that too.
Oh,
I was
God,
lifting weights the other day,
I heard that crack.
You're welcome.
I did not.
Through the mic.
Ah!
Did you like it?
No.
Oh.
So, okay, next question.
It's a question to Jesper.
What? Excellent. That's not me. Yeah.
Oh.
What's good?
Lil Lusty, when will you sell merch, vinyl, CDs? Because I will buy anything with your music on it.
Oh, Lil Lusty merch.
I do want to do a Q-verse t-shirt because I have a...
Really?
I have a Q-destruction t-shirt that rolls pretty hard.
But do you sell it?
No, I don't. I just own one.
Oh.
So, I mean, if you want a Q-verse t-shirt,
you're going to open a Spreadshirt shop?
Nah, probably not.
No?
How are you selling them then?
I'll just... print a couple, and anyone who wants one.
Just go like
fair enough.
A lot of different websites that allow you to make things like Fourth Wall, Teespring, the other things.
Oh, and then just they're make not called Teespring anymore. They're now called Spring.
Oh, well, Spring.
Jeez, sorry.
Or just T. Anyway, just sign up for a different bunch of different websites and just have your own domain, just redirect through a random one.
Right.
So people just get a random shirt.
That's a genius marketing plan.
Yeah, that's really horrible.
Buy a shirt.
No, it's just the quality is just questionable. It just depends on which store you get.
I mean, I do have both of the Lil Lusty X-rated protections.
Oh, yeah, I got one of those
too.
Can't
say the C word?
I think you can say condoms without losing ads. I don't think we don't get ads on this anyway. And regardless, he made for both of his albums.
Oh, I'm pretty sure you can get ads on here if you make shorts of the podcast. Smart. Shorts grow pretty fast.
Did I give you a little lipstick on them?
Yes, you did.
Excellent. Good.
Yeah, I have both of them. They're still in my living room.
You gotta use them.
I
mean, I know you're not getting any action.
That's not what I was going for. I've had them for years, especially the first one.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't use them.
Do you remember when Q Destruction dropped?
Q Destruction drop? Yes. I do remember. I also think that I know what you're going for.
I don't know what I was going for.
Oh, okay, cool, never mind.
What was he going for?
No, nothing, never mind.
Okay, next question.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay. Gotcha, yeah.
Are y'all planning to do maybe a meetup soon again?
That's a good question. Would people come?
I think that's
at
the
least
previous
some people would, I think.
Really?
Don't you think?
I mean, maybe if we actually promote it.
If we promoted it like in advance and not like, hey, come here next week,
yeah.
You know? And like do something fun and maybe like, I don't know, good location.
Here.
Just inviting all the viewers here.
Yeah, I mean, there's no space.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
There's nothing here.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
We should go to an adult play park thing.
Oh.
Does that exist?
I want
that. Yeah, it's like, I don't know what it's called.
Oh, wait, I do know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Monkey Town.
Yeah, like one of
Monkey
those foam pity jumpy
that.
Kind of things.
Can we do that?
For what?
Like, I want to
just
do that
fun,
anyway.
Fun.
Oh,
like either a meetup or like a, let's just pretend it's a short, but actually we're just gonna go for fun.
Winston got to film there when it was closed.
From Overwatch?
I want that.
What?
From Overwatch?
No, not from Overwatch.
I want to be
or
in
at
a
least,
ball pit.
I don't think, no, I think it might have been something else actually.
I want to be in a ball pit. Can we hit up Monkey Town and be like, hey, can we please film something?
And then what's the concept?
It's fun. We're just having fun. Get a short out of it. I just want fun, Quentin. You don't pay me anything, so I just want fun.
Hey, I severely underpay you.
Yes.
At which point, it's better to be in my shoes than not being paid at all.
Honestly?
You guys make me sound terrible, because at the start of this, I was like, oh, my company is doing so well.
The budget has increased, except nothing goes to the people working for you.
I mean, that's why it's increased, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, to be fair, I don't pay myself either.
No, other people pay you.
Yeah.
No, listen, that is a company term. That's a company term. I don't pay myself a very hefty salary. I just get out of it what I need to live, and everything else goes to the video.
Yeah, but that is because making videos is the only thing you care about.
That is... What's your point?
My point is that anyone else spending all their money on their hobbies would be considered paying themselves.
No.
Yes.
No, this is an investment. We gift these videos to our beautiful viewers.
This is very...
Call the viewer beautiful right now, Jesper.
I mean, there's a 50% chance they're really ugly. No, like, let's be
real. Wait, why is it 50 like, to be really ugly?
Because I think 50% of people are really ugly.
Really?
Probably. Yeah.
Really ugly? Like, exceptionally? Like, not even just unattractive, just really ugly?
Yeah.
50%?
Honestly, I think so. Like, I strongly dislike most people.
No, but we're talking physically. Visually.
Attraction is both physically and personality.
Not necessarily.
I mean, when I say attraction, that's what I mean.
Okay, well, we're talking about your safe TikToks, not necessarily, no.
I'm a what now?
Never mind. I was going to make
We're talking about your safe TikToks. It's not about personality, but we're talking about...
I don't save TikToks anymore. Because now they notify the person who's TikTok it.
Oh, really?
Yes, they do! I was like, oh no!
Did you find out before or after you saved?
Oh no, I hit it, and then it like gave me a pop-up like, okay, hey, listen, from now on, after this one, we're notifying everyone you save. And I was like, nope!
Ooh, video nope. Idea.
One poor person just get...
There's nothing weird on my hard drive.
I go through your OneDrive folders.
I don't have a OneDrive.
Where do you save all your stuff?
That's none of your business. I have a very secure system.
Wait, I think you told me.
I don't think I did.
I think you told me.
I'm 100% sure that I did not.
It's probably just somewhere in your photos.
Nope.
Well, I mean, every time you open your gallery...
I feel like we should move on to the next question, please.
Excellent.
Where do you hide your stuff? No.
Oh,
I just walked 30 kilometers today, and I'm extremely proud. What are your both all-time records for distance walked in a day?
Let's get it.
First off, 30 kilometers, that's impressive.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
It's not.
You think that's not a lot?
I recently did that in the mountains with elevation. Like,
30 kilometers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but did you include the height into the calculation?
What? What does that mean?
Okay, where can I find my...
I don't know. I'm not Jesper Lusk.
Like, if it counts only steps, it's not going to count.
So my personal best was 47.44 kilometers.
Oh my god!
Christ.
When was this? The 28th of June, 2019?
Yeah.
What was I doing that day? That's what the viewers want to
know. I don't
probably
know.
Zero steps.
You burned almost 2,500 calories that day.
Damn, that's like two newborn children. I don't know.
What?
What have you been eating?
Sorry, I let the intrusive thought win.
That is impressive, though.
I think I recently...
That is from Groningen to Leeuwarden.
Okay. I recently got really close. Let me see. I hit a 29er there.
I just genuinely don't know.
I recently... Yeah, I got
30.
Some, yeah, 30.
Impressive.
And what is something you've achieved this year that you're extremely proud of?
Ooh. Oh my, that's a great question. Jesper, you should go first while I think about mine. Or Bass, it doesn't matter.
Graduating, getting my master's degree.
Oh yeah, you did that.
Getting a sick job.
For Quinton High.
Becoming a staff music reviewer. Getting even hotter.
You've done so many great things.
I know, I'm so cool and hot.
Yeah, it's not like you're putting the bar up or anything.
Okay, Bass, now you go while I stay fit.
I have no clue, my guy.
That most proud of in the last, I suppose since the last episode.
Honestly, your outfits, Bass.
Oh yeah, definitely my
Bass's 1960s outfits are really good.
Yeah.
Professor look.
Like every time I see you, it's like a new sick.
That is true. Look.
It's usually the same hat.
That's so
feels color different.
Blind. Color blind. you can't see hats.
Nope. Just blank PNG.
So. I think how much better the videos have gotten, I'm very proud of. Because it's like a year is not even that long, or like a year and a half.
It's like 365 days.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
But
thanks, Bass.
But I mean, the quality has improved tremendously. I think the concepts have improved tremendously. I just, like, whenever I look, like, for example, which I was talking about, the first Haunted Forest video.
Yeah.
The second one I still really dig. The first one was just, like, it could have been...
So much better.
Infinitely better.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest, both of them could be infinitely better.
The second one
could have been warmer.
Fair.
I don't know if the video says this, but, we were pretty much freezing to death there.
I mean, we spent a whole day filming toilets, public toilets. That was, I'm very proud of that.
Oh yeah.
Honestly, that video didn't do well at first, but now it is doing well.
Yeah, it's
and
growing.
I'm so happy.
It's weird though because it didn't do like anything for like half a year, and then all of a sudden YouTube was like, I don't know, maybe people do want to see two guys in suits just go and visit the worst rated toilets.
I mean, that's the fun thing about YouTube. Anything at any point can
pop
up.
That's true. I am very proud of a few things. I have a few really impressive clients that I can't talk about. Like,
so don't.
Behind the scenes. No, I can't. Yeah, I mean, I can only say this. This is it.
Yeah.
But like, I signed NDAs, but the clients are really sick. And I also flew to Los Angeles to hang out with YouTubers a few days, which is cool. Because I was just kind of walking around there. I was like, you know, most Dutch people, which I am, would never like go out of their way to do something as cool as this. And I felt really cool. And I made a playlist, you guys. I never told anyone this. I made a playlist for Spotify. And I listened to it when it was there. And the whole playlist were only songs that mentioned LA or California.
It was literally just Miley Cyrus Party
no,
in the USA.
No, it was a surprising amount of songs, and I would just be listening
surprising.
To them. And they like 12 songs, and they'd be all like, you know, oh yeah, California and LA is so cool.
I
but you only
I
found
could
12 songs.
20 from the top of my head.
Yeah, don't, please don't. That would make for a very boring episode.
But I'm just saying.
Oh, that would make a boring episode.
I'm just saying LA, California is like the most cliched thing to make a song about, so.
That's fair. Oh, and I also got hotter. Okay, next question.
I
definitely got better hair now.
Oh, yeah.
If you had to live in another country, where would you like to live?
Oh.
We should move to Prague.
That's the favorite country, Prague. Though, to be fair, yeah. I mean, I'm ripping on him.
Amsterdam is my second favorite country.
Yeah. Prague was really cool. We went there for a failed video. Or at least, I guess it's still kind of ongoing.
Yeah.
But I liked it a lot, the Czech Republic, but mostly Prague because that's where I was.
It was a fun trip.
Yeah, for sure, 100%. If I had to pick a country, man, that's really hard. So I only really think about videos. And for that reason, I'd say something along the lines of either England or the US, purely because there's just like everyone's speaking English. So public interactions are easier. And it's just easier to get things done in those places because it's slightly less bureaucratic. I don't know about the UK, to be fair, but probably slightly less bureaucratic than here. I think I would have to opt for either of those. Despite the US not being, I think like the quality of life here is significantly better, but the ability to make content over there is just stronger, if that makes sense. So I feel like I would go purely for that.
That would make sense.
What about you, Jesper?
Czech Republic or Switzerland.
Switzerland,
I feel absolutely like no draw to, personally.
Mountains, baby.
I don't care. Really.
You suck.
Personally, for me, I think it would depend on like how much preparation time I have.
I like, think in this
if
instance,
I could instantly learn the language.
Yeah, I think that's all implied.
Like, I honestly don't know. Like, both like Germany or Sweden seem interesting.
Germany,
to me. But Germany because it's close, so it's like if I just live next to the border,
Germany.
I can just
cheat.
For Bath?
Yeah, but also for me because it's like it's so big and
yeah, that too. Yeah. Or, like, the UK would also be a solid choice. Mm. Like, you know, a couple people there.
Yeah, but being constantly surrounded by people who speak with a British accent sounds terrible.
You don't have to be. Just go to, like...
I'm, like, the only person you're ever around.
Yeah, that's why I said it. That was funny. Hey, also, I see other people sometimes. Bass is here, too!
We're still just your caretakers.
No, I meet people sometimes.
We're, like, slaves.
No, we're being paid by his health insurance.
My health insurance. I've got a pretty sick health insurance. That's true. Okay, next question. Do we still have questions?
Oh, yeah. I think we have one, I think.
Okay, final question.
Final question.
Maybe.
Go for it. Oh, no.
It's the opposite of the previous one. Where would you not want to live? Ever.
Oh. Out of all...
I think we should exclude, like, active war zones.
Okay. Yeah, because that's what
like,
I'm
like France. That are...
Oh, that is fair enough.
I said exclude active war zones.
Okay, sorry.
I don't know what's going on in France right now. That's just a pure joke.
Probably not an active war zone.
Yeah, I mean maybe there's riots or something.
Yeah, probably
they tend to do that
with fire against something.
Okay,
that's their whole thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like any minor inconvenience, and the French are like, let's go to the streets, set fire to everything.
Oh, same. No, that's actually more your thing. To be fair, you like fire.
I like fire. Fire's cool.
France is a good option to not want to go to, though.
Yeah.
Like I don't think I would. To live there? Ooh. How's their, like, taxes?
Of course.
I don't know. Denmark.
Okay, it doesn't matter what country
Denmark.
You pick.
Denmark? That sounds great.
Denmark is even flatter than the Netherlands.
I 100% don't care.
I am not going to a country that's flatter than this.
Why not?
Hellscape we already live
hellscape?
In.
Hellscape? It's perfect.
Oh, wait.
In terms of mountains?
He likes climbing.
Yes.
What?
He likes climbing.
He doesn't climb.
He likes it.
No.
Doesn't mean he does
it. I walk up mountains.
He likes hiking, I guess.
Yeah,
I've done that once, spaces. And it's like, I was like, yeah, this is probably the only time I'll ever want to do
where
this.
Where did you hike?
That's
with
I
you,
like.
In Prague.
Oh, good point.
That's why
that
I would like
Sweden.
That was
barely a hike.
Just... And then you looked at me with your color blindness correction glasses and went, oh my god, you're so burned. You're like fiery red. I can't believe how hot red you are. And I looked at myself in my phone and was like, I'm not burned. And you were like... Oh, wait, yeah, you're right.
Because
wait,
so
did you guys
burned.
Recreate the Logan Paul video?
Yeah, why didn't you cry the
oh,
first
yeah.
time you put it
yeah.
on?
Well, because I'm not weak and better like Logan Paul.
I like Logan Paul. He's cool now.
Oh, yeah, he's
yeah,
so
now.
Currently, nowadays,
I know, he's selling so many scammy NFTs to his fans. He's so sick.
The 99
he used the money to be better.
What?
He used the money to be better.
Yeah.
He's cool. I like him now.
Yeah,
he's cool.
He's great, man.
Thank
love
you.
Love him, yeah. Him, Elon Musk, my two idols. Spit roast me anyway.
And on that note, we will end the first ever Back At It podcast episode of the Quinton Hyde podcast. If you're listening to this on YouTube, please subscribe. If you're listening to this on any other podcast platforms, also, I don't know, follow. I don't know what it's called actually. On like
stop
Spotify.
Begging. Just end it.
Yeah,
sheesh.
yeah. You can only see that if you watch the video when he was like real scared.
He just charged at me.
Yeah, I charged at him. Thank you for listening, and we'd love to see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.